Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Harry in Unity with your 9 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, the state government has paved the way for all public primary and secondary schools to introduce flexible class schedules from next year, including four-day weeks and shorter days. The radical shake-up, effective from the first day of term in 2024, was circulated to all public school principals on Monday and sets out the process for introducing flexible hours, such as trials and extensive consultation with the school community. The Department of Education released a blueprint for schools to change class times and shorten the school week for reasons including teacher availability or staff and student well-being and engagement. Queensland Secondary Principals Association President Mark Breckenridge said, quote, "There will be different arrangements for students in junior secondary who are aged 12 and 13 as opposed to students in years 11 and 12. Recognising that those students can't be sent home because they need parental supervision and we don't want 12 and 13 year olds potentially without supervision," end quote.
Property prices are continuing to rise in almost every part of Queensland, with many regions reaching record highs and surpassing even the post-COVID levels of 2022. CoreLogic founder Tim Lawless says the trend is surprising given the combination of higher interest rates and the cost of living crisis, which would typically be driving prices down. Spokesperson Maya Aziz for the National Everybody's Home campaign indicated the increasing property prices would create a new challenge for first home buyers and renters, with highly leveraged people investing more in properties and driving prices up.
In national news, the Biomangal Cultural Area, located between Bega and Naruma in New South Wales, will finally reopen to the public tomorrow, nearly 4 years on from the Black Summer bushfires. More than 85% of the Biomangal National Park burnt in the 2019-2020 bushfires, including the cultural area that features waters sacred to the Yuin men. A planned reopening in September this year was pushed back due to repeated forecasts of Brisbane bushfires danger. Walla Bunya man and Uncle Bunya Smith said temporary loss of access to the site after fires created a traumatic effect on the community. But the reopening was a reminder of how far the park had come, saying, quote, "Watching the park burn absolutely floored me. It made me feel like something was taken from me and it's taken a while to get that back, end quote.
An ATO report has revealed more than 800 large companies paid no tax in the last financial year, which they attribute to reasons including companies claiming an accounting loss or tax offsets to reduce their tax bill. The report found a 22% increase in revenue compared to the previous financial year, but the ATO Deputy Commissioner claimed this was mostly from increased profits in the mining sector. 139 companies had assessments raised against them by the ATO, and of that number, 21 disputed the assessment, which leaves around $1.7 billion in disputed claims.
In international news, police have contained a hostage situation at Hamburg Airport after 18 hours of negotiations, after a man drove through a security barrier onto the tarmac. A man, 35, and his daughter, 4, remained in a vehicle parked at the foot of a Turkish Airlines plane, demanding to be allowed on board after a custody dispute with the mother. He had rammed his car through the security area onto the apron where planes are parked, firing 2 shots in the air and throwing 2 burning bottles out of the vehicle, police said. A spokesperson for the Hamburg police said, quote, "The hostage taking has ended. The man has left his car with his daughter and been taken in for questioning by security forces without resistance," end quote.
For your weather today, Brisbane is mostly sunny. It's currently 24 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 27. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 11, which is in the extreme band. That's all for your news for 9 a.m. We'll be back at 10 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zz.org.au.
VMAC presents a powerfully different season of provocative arts, including
Afrikete, exploring music.